time for Rethink Fam. We are live in the Allstate Showcase studio. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis, and every Monday night we sit down with Georgina Diaz and talk about some family law issues, because unfortunately, when you fall in love with somebody and you think you're going to spend the rest of your life with them, something comes up along the way, and we're not here, Georgina, to talk about like how to get a divorce, but if you find yourself in that situation, we're not telling you to get divorced,
right?
But there are people who find themselves wondering what is next and how to go forward. I have a friend who has an attorney for her divorce. They have children, and you know, she's told me about what her lawyer does. And I don't know if you've had this, Andrea, where you have somebody you're kind of like, are they the right lawyer for you?
Absolutely,
you know,
right? Because it might be a friend, or like we were saying before, it might not be like
right.
someone you who was recommended and you know nothing about them.
Right.
Well, and I guess maybe that's a good place to start. How do you find an attorney? These days, I'm guessing people Google. Maybe previously it had been some, you know, a friend who had this great attorney, you know. So how do, what's the first step in finding the right attorney in a situation like this?
Right. Well, I mean, I think definitely recommendation is, you know, better, you know, because at least you know somebody that has worked with that lawyer in the past, especially if it's someone that you like and you trust and, you know, they got good results.
Right.
Obviously, you know, you already know, you know, somebody that's gotten good results. But, you know, for some of us who maybe don't know anybody or like, you know, didn't like the results that the friend got, you know, obviously Google is always a good place to start. Or just, you know, and I always say, like, interview a few, you know, don't just, you know, go with the first person, you know, even if you're like, I really like this person, I'm going to, you know, stay with him or her, you know, go and talk to a couple more, you know, because you learn different things. And sometimes, you know, it's a process of elimination. If everyone's relatively telling you the same thing, then you know that this is accurate, and then just kind of go with who you feel more comfortable with, because you're going through an emotional time, you're going through, you know, a very delicate time, so you have to feel comfortable with the person you're working with, because you have to work with him or her for a while.
Yeah.
Would you ever, if someone, say you're meeting someone and they say, you know, I'm not comfortable for whatever reason. It's almost like a doctor saying,
yes,
you know, get a second opinion. Are you okay if somebody wants to check out maybe another,
oh, yeah,
have
absolutely,
like a second choice, and then come back to you and say, hey, you know what? I think we really gelled. I mean, that's okay. Right?
I actually love it when they do that, because
okay,
I'm like, see, I told you not.
Right.
I actually love it when they do that and they come back and they're like, yeah, you know, I'm gonna stay with you.
See,
and
that's
I'm
cool.
Like, you know, it makes, you know, me feel better.
Right,
you know?
Right. It kind of affirms it.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
And that, I think, is also an issue of trusting your instincts.
Right.
Right. If you feel like something isn't right, go and talk to other attorneys.
Right.
And I also, you know, don't want people to feel as though just because you've sat down with somebody, I think that's what you're both talking about,
yeah,
don't be afraid or hesitant to say, hey, thank you so much for your time. I think a lot of people feel obligated. Well, I met with them and,
right,
you know, they spent
right
all this time talking about it. You know, you can also go, hey, this is a very important moment in your life.
Correct.
You know, trust yourself.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's like going to a doctor.
Yeah.
You know, like,
mm-hmm,
you're not going to let the first doctor operate on you just because you went to talk to him, you know, or her. You know, you want the best possible person out there, so
right,
your chances of survival are higher.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's the same thing. You're going to go through something very difficult. You know, I mean, seldom is it a very amicable divorce. You know,
yeah,
I wish it was very often, but it's not that common. So you're going to go through something very difficult, whether it's divorce or parenting or,
mm-hmm,
you know, parental responsibilities or child support, whatever it is, it's not easy. So you want somebody that you feel comfortable with.
Right.
And at what point, though, let's say you've started the process and you're already in the nuts and bolts of everything that you're trying to accomplish. Maybe it's been months. Maybe you've been working with them for a year and a half, and they're sticking with it. Maybe a client is sticking with it because they figure, well, it's too late to change now.
Right.
Is it ever too late to change the person that's managing your divorce?
No, it's not. I mean, unless the judge doesn't allow you to, but usually judges, you know, don't get involved with that, you know,
mm-hmm,
because you do have a right to work with who you want to work with. I mean, you're paying for it. You know, you should be able to, you know, change lawyers at whatever point in time you want to. The problem is that some lawyers may not take your case for one of two reasons. One, it's already set for trial, and you know, they know the judge is not going to give them any more time. Why? Probably because it's been set for trial a couple of times already. So the judge is just going to be like, no, you can change lawyers, but your lawyer better be ready to go to trial. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a lawyer, I wouldn't take one of those cases because I would not be doing the client justice. I cannot possibly learn 2 years of your case in, you know, less than 2 weeks. It's not going to happen. I'm not going to do you any good. You're better sticking it out, you know, at that point. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, simply if it's a client that has switched, you know, 3, 4, 5 lawyers, it's kind of like a red flag for us too as a lawyer that, you know, it's probably not the lawyer's fault, it's probably the client, you know, like, why are you switching so many lawyers? Are you not liking what they're telling you? And if they're all telling you the same thing, at some point you kind of have to understand that that's how it's going to be, and I'm probably not going to give you anything different, so I'm not even going to waste your money and giving me a deposit only so you can switch lawyers again, mm-hmm. because you didn't like what me and the other 5 lawyers told you.
Is that a matter of expectations? You know, maybe they've been told by their friends, well, my lawyer did this for me. And so they're not finding that reality with the particular person they're working with.
Exactly. Because, you know, when your friends or, you know, relative or whoever tells you, well, I had the same situation and this is the outcome I got. It was never the same situation. They're not telling you everything and no situation is the same. You know, there's many factors that affect. Yeah, maybe you also got divorced and you also had a home and you also got part of a 401k, but there were details in there that you didn't have that this person has, and neither one is telling each other the exact same story. So your outcome is going to be different.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Let's take a break here. I know that we have a listener on the line. George is on hold. We'll take your call right after the break to talk about family law with Georgina Diaz from Diaz Case Law. You can call 708-665-4500 if you have questions for her, or you can go to rethinkfam.com. Again, the number is 708-665-4500. More in a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis on 720 WGN. Families are defined by the people in them, not stereotypes. But people might get hung up on the fact that they don't want to get a divorce because they're like, you know what? What are people going to think about me? That's another issue we haven't talked about. Maybe for some other night. There's that sort of cultural rope around what they're doing. They're afraid of making changes in their lives. I know this is hard for a lot of people to talk about. That's why we're so grateful that Gina Diaz joins us. Gina Diaz from Diaz Case Law. We have her on every Monday night for our Rethink Fam segment. And you're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show with Andrea Darlis. And right now on the line with us is listener George, who's been holding to talk a little bit about his situation. George, Gina, George.
Hey, hello, George.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad tonight. Just lucky enough to catch you on the radio.
Awesome.
I figured I would give you a call. Yeah. Basically, I don't know if they informed you of my situation, but I'm a single father, and I went through divorce. And, yeah, definitely listen to these ladies. You need to get an attorney when you get a divorce because I didn't and my ex didn't. And this has got me wondering what my real right is here. She doesn't like to see my son. He's got autism. Yeah. Anyway,
oh, George,
she doesn't like to see him. And, it's maybe every month and a half or 2 months she might see him. And, since that's the case, I kind of want to move out of Illinois and get him to maybe a better school district, maybe something else, just to change. You know what I mean? I don't want to be in the same home anymore. And I'm thinking about moving with him. And basically in the divorce, they said, you know, nothing with the property. She said, well, no, I have no right to any properties. I have. We already came up with a separate agreement, she said, for custody. You know, and I don't know what my rights would be, because when I even probe it with her, she gets angry, and it makes no sense why she would be angry.
So she doesn't have a lawyer, and neither do you?
Nope, didn't have one. Nope, okay. Already did the divorce. So it's all said and done.
Okay, and when you guys got divorced, what was the agreement?
The agreement was just basically I wouldn't deny her access. But she had to make an effort. And that's exactly what I said in front of the judge. I said, I just want her to make an effort. Because her only request, she said, I just don't want to pay child support.
Oh, my God. Let me ask something. George, did you say, I think I might have talked over you. Did you say that your child has autism?
Yeah, he's autistic and he has gigantism. He's my my gentle giant. He's 13.
He has Soros.
And he is 6'2". Uh-huh. He's 6'2". He weighs 300 pounds. I'm 5'10". I weigh 290. He makes me look like a little person. And he's going to be between 6'10 and 7'3". So, and he loves football, of course.
Sure.
So, yeah, they're always trying to get him to play. It's hilarious. He just walk the ball, from one end to the other, children hanging onto him. But,
Gina, he has a unique situation. He was mentioning that he wanted to move someplace where he could have access for better schools. Are there sometimes different considerations made for perhaps a child who has different needs?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially, I mean, if, you know, when you guys got divorced, you know, like you said, it was on there that she was going to at least try and, you know, visit the child and whatnot. And she's not even doing that. I think you definitely have a good chance of going back to court and having the judge grant you the possibility of relocating, especially if it's for the benefit of your child, and she's not even involved. So, like, you
know. She tries to threaten. This is the deal. Whenever I talk about it, she tries to threaten me about the house. Now, I own the house. I own the house outright.
Right.
The house is in my name. You would say, why is the house in my name and not in both of ours? Because she said she never wanted anyone to know we were married. She did not want to take my last name. Yeah, it was great. It was a great 18 years. I have PTSD. But, you know, God got me through it. So what I'm talking about is, you know, it's just how it is, but I'm dealing with it. And so her name's not on it, but she threatens me. Like, oh, well, you know, I'll come back and, you know, half the house is really mine. And it's like.
No, that's not going to happen. I guarantee you that will not happen. You know, she's probably just doing that to try and, like, you know, put a carrot over you, you know, to leverage, you know. But it's, I think you have a
Once it's said and done, right?
It's said and done. She signed the agreement. She signed the divorce. That part is said and done and over, and that ship has sailed for her.
Does it help him to document how much time it has been since she's made an effort to see the child?
Absolutely.
And these times when she makes these threats, you know, I'm going to take the house, try to, like, emotionally manipulate him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, because if it ever comes down to it, you want to have all that there with you. Because sometimes, you know, we're in front of a judge.
Sometimes you're
in front of the judge and you, like, get nervous and you forget all these things. And then afterwards you're like, oh, I forgot to tell them that, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it helps to definitely have all that, you know, as Patty mentioned.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate
that.
George, you're helping a lot of burden off of my mind.
I'm glad we could help.
No, because I've just been so worried about this, you know. Okay, good. Thank you. Talk to you again soon,
George.
Have a great day.
Yeah, let us know. On Monday nights, we're hanging out with Georgina. So if another question comes up, give us a call back, okay?
For sure.
Thank you. And for anybody else, perhaps you want to call 708-665-4500. And you can also go to rethinkfam.com. And we have a listener from the 262 says, I've been divorced for 2 years. I've paid the agreed upon support. But both years, my ex-wife has taken out substantial 401k withdrawals, pushing her gross income over mine. We have a good relationship, but this really bothers me. If I wanted, could I take her back to court to reduce my support payments?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can always take somebody back to court, you know, like that's what's great about this country, right? You can always get in court somehow, some way, right? So you definitely can, especially if, you know, if she keeps doing that, absolutely.
Even if you switch lawyers, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's important information to have. And I think, so George brought up an interesting point. Neither one of them had lawyers.
Yeah, and that's, see, I think if it's going to be a very simple, amicable, like, you know, divorce, you probably can save yourself the money of having a lawyer, right? Especially if there's really nothing to fight about, you know, like, you know, I always call it like the Britney Spears divorce, like, you know, what was it, 72 hours and you're done or whatever, whatever it was. So if it's something like that where, you know, both people are in agreement, not really substantial assets, everything's good, you probably can just do it yourself or log into one of these, like, you know, websites that do it for you. But if you know that there's children involved, that there's assets involved, there's property, there's debt, doing it yourself can be a recipe for disaster. And then you might end up paying even more later on trying to fix it and not be able to fix it, because there are certain things that once the judge signs, it's done, it's over.
Right.
So, you know, you really should, you know, at that point, I encourage you to, you know, get a lawyer or at least seek a legal consultation with somebody so you can kind of get an idea of where you stand.
Right, because that seems, I mean, flying blind in situations like this. Yeah. I was talking to someone recently who is about to get married, and their future partner asked them to sign a prenup. Mm-hmm. And my friend was like, this is not, it came out of nowhere. And then they found out that they'd been thinking about it for a while, that that their soon-to-be spouse had thought about this, you know, a few months ago. And they had this conversation. How many couples do you find get into those situations and go, wait a minute, what's going on here? And that must be alarming for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's hard. It's a hard conversation to have, you know. Like, I always tell people, look, if you are going into a marriage thinking it's going to end up in a divorce, you know, you probably shouldn't get into that marriage, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just because you ask for a prenup doesn't necessarily mean that that's what you're thinking.
Right.
You know, there's just certain things.
God forbid.
That,
you're going with God forbid.
Yeah, exactly. Forbid. You know, like, there are just certain things that, you know, you just want to make sure that you have protected 100%, not necessarily because of your spouse, but, you know, what happens if, like, your spouse gets sued for something or whatnot, you know, like, Oh, this is marital property. No, it's not. I have a prenup. Like, you know, it's a way to protect your assets as well, not just from a potential divorce, but a potential lawsuit, a potential, you know, you just never know. So, I mean, right. You know, we got to look at the glass half full, right?
You know what I always do? I'm not a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person. I'm more of a, like, oh, look, a glass of water. More in a moment on 720 WGN.